Simon Resh Pei Beis, we did Sif Dalad, we're holding a Mishaburus, and Sif Dalad, we're holding a Mishaburus of Katan Chav Beis. The halacha is, but during the, when you take out two Sifat Torah or three Sifat Torah, during Rosh Chodesh, Tevesh, Echal, B'Shabbos, you'd have three Sifat Torah. So Tzorach Likras, Parshas Hashua, Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Rinyin Shalchan, we have three Kriyas that we have to learn. So this the parshas of Shua, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah. So that's three Sifrei Torah. Vesim b'Torah. Tzorach Likras parshas b'Zos Abrocha uBereishis the parshas of Musafim. The Cholze Amafter the Bavad Kara Bacharena. So either way, we're saying that the Amafter always lands in the last one. Ve'ikas Shemashem Aminyan or Shemasim Aminyan Kol Erlim B'Shnei Svarim Rishonim. Whether you're Mashlim or you're Moisef, that's going to be done in the first two Sifrei Torah, and our minig is to have the mafter not part of the minyan, and he'll be afterwards in the third Sifrei Torah. We said that a katan can get an aliyah for.
What do you mean, whether you're mashlim or mosif?
Whatever amount you're calling up for your kriya for that day. That's going to be done in the first two Sifrei Torah, because our minhag is not to use the mafter as part of the count of the seven, or if you're being moisiv on the whatever number that will be, it's not part of that. It's a separate kriya. Besides, so the katan can read parshas of musafim or our parshias which are moisiv and other. Even though some people argue. So according to this, a katan can read the Arab parsha. Zal bishas parsha zocher who he chaver min haTorah mashiyish manu kol adam in Yisrael. Parsha zocher is a chiyev min haTorah. A katan shen al chiyev b'davar enal yochav lahutziyam yedei chayfa. So how can you give the katan aliyah? He can't be moitzi the people that are chiyev of zocher. You call malkum harei achsho. Ashli tzibur karo mashmir l'tzibur matziyam yedei chavosim. Nowadays the meaning is that the balkare. Is the one that's being moitzi, not the oyla. So even though the oyla is a katan, it doesn't bother us. And in the case where the kriya was done by the oyla, so then you could not give it to a katan. V'yesh machmir b'davar shalot k'roisa the katan the parsha zocher. Some people have a meaning not to call a katan parsha zocher. Both of these are Zohar is the Raisa, Pora is the Magen Rambam brings the Shita, which that Pora is the Raisa, because there's an Inyan Parshas Pora is a Zecher. Chazal say that the Parshas Pora was given to us to remedy Cheta Egel. And the Zechiyah to remember that which Klai so angered Kodesh Baruch Hu with the Chet HaEgel. Esa Shahik Saftem, that which you caused the Kodesh Baruch Hu to be angry with you through the Chet HaEgel. It's a mitzvah, Parshas Ekev, to remember the Chet HaEgel. But we do it in a fashion of a remez by reading the Poro, which is the antidote to the Chet HaEgel. So Magen Rambam brings such a shita that Poro is the Raisa. So therefore, some people have admitted that they won't give a katan for either of those. Interesting, there's a shita of the Chassam Sofer that together with the Chiyav Kriya, we have a Chiyav by Zohar, that since it's a Chiyav Kriya Satara Minatara, so the Chiyav Bircha Satara is also Minatara. Chazal learned out that the din of Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa. We say Birchas HaTorah every morning. We also say Birchas HaTorah, B'shas Kriyas HaTorah. So that which you say Birchas HaTorah on Kriyas HaTorah, but Tzibur, some several brings the Shita which argue that's a Raisa, the Kedin. You have a Chiyuv to say Birchas HaTorah, so the Katan. Not only is he has to be the Karei, he can't be the Karei, but he can't be the Oila because he has to be much of the Tzibur with the Birchas HaTorah, which he can't do. We have mentioned Shal Shua Shakaran Hamakaba Lamafter. Furthermore, the minig is on the relay in the Merkava on Shavuos, the first day. We don't call a cut of any of these days. You know, Merkava, he shouldn't be laying in the, you know, the Shira. It's not kosher enough to be the one who's laying in Shabbat Shuvah as well.
What Shira?
Was your Shira Shira? Well, the Shira is the Torah. No, the Haftarah is Shira's the Torah, yeah. Okay. Now, Meshuvas Prach Shoshan Hel Iker that Katan Lo Yikar Barba Parshias Aviyah Bechlusha Kiveger quotes this Shuva that in general any of the Al Parshias which are Achiyav Tekanam Mir Rabbanan above and beyond the regular din of Kriyas HaTorah, so Chazal for the Tekanah of Kriyas HaTorah allowed a Katan to be part of it, but for the Tekanah of Barba Parshias, which is a separate Chiyav, that's like any Chiyav Rabbanan, you can't use a Katan. Amal Garmashar Mafter Gam Kain, Dafka Katan Gil Chinuch. Furthermore, the Katan has to be someone who's a Gil Chinuch, Shiade Lakta Choisi is Betoeb, and he can read properly. Lokos and Shamanicha Makatan Harbe Lermer Haftarah, which is like any, even a very young child to read the Haftarah. Fine, so that's definitely inappropriate. So I'm real awful. Fine. Yeah. So the minig is to allow them to blame for these parshios, even though some people hold you cannot do so. The Ramos says the minig is to do so. The dafke b'shab b'shakara hamafter mashakar kara shbi oz nucholi kris lekata. Mashenkin b'chol elu shakara mafter parsha shalakara mitkila. That halacha that you can use a cut, allow a katan to be the mafter, is because he's not letting anything new. It's already been laid before. But these are new kriyas, so you can't have a katan be the one who would be saying that kriya. So even though we have the Sheikh Tzibra saying it nowadays instead of him, the Balkare, even though that's true, but since theoretically what he's supposed to be reading is something which he couldn't be one who's reading him to the Tzibra, so therefore, so you can't have him get that aliyah. Fine. Then we say the kaddish before the maftir. Verm kaddish. Lo kiddush that klum ala machaber. This is nothing new. Rakishin and mashir seem l'soif dein chiluk. And the that which say kaddish to machaber already said that you said the kaddish at that point. The kiddush over here is even there's no difference over here in the kaddish whether you're moisif or not. And how many sefer Torah that you have, you always have the kaddish before them after. Chupam erma kaddish kadem him after dafka. That's the point which the Ramah is adding. Okay. Kadem shalal him after hanab shabbos. It's all time on a Shabbos or Yom Tov, where the mafter is not one of the minions, so you say the kaddish before him. Al v'cholsh a mafter minion akruyim, or my kaddish achar a mafter. But during the weekday, where we pointed out that the mafter is one of the minion akruyim, so then you say the kaddish afterwards. Had achar shemachnisin sevatera lehechol v'lo kaidim. They don't remember kaddish achanishim haminion. So you can't say the kaddish until the minion is completed. Now that which he says, by so by the only case which we have the Kaddish by where we have a mafter during the week, what we have is by on a Tana Siva by Mincha, which the Kaddish which you do after the laning actually is we wait till it, before Shmoneh Esrei to say it. We have to put the Seva Torah back. So the Kaddish should be said at that point in time. On Chol HaMoed after the you have it's again the Sabbath is Kaddish said after you finish the Ikar Chiyuv of the Kriya, which in those days is four people. So that which we say the Kaddish by Tana Sibur, you say it by you don't say it after the three Aliyahs before the Maftar. Wait till three Aliyahs, then the Maftar, Sefer Torah back, and then you say the Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei. There's Mr. Mishabur later on by Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, that we do that, and he says over there because if you say the Kaddish then, you need to say Kaddish right before Shmoneh Esrei, because Kaddish is supposed to be a preface to Shmoneh Esrei, right? But you have to say it on something. There's nothing in between, really, that of significance. So by Tana Sibur L'chari, you should argue maybe that the Kriya of the Haftarah is in between, and that you can say it on the Kriya of the Haftarah. So I'm not sure why that's true, that you don't say that argument over there. Mr. Burr, by Shabbos Mincha, he says, is that which we say a Kaddish a second time? You said Kaddish, you say Ashur Latin, you say Kaddish. Then you say Yulain, you say Vitar back, you say Kaddish. That Kaddish really is the Kaddish that you say every day whenever you're laying. You say it after laying, you say Kaddish. So we're also saying Kaddish. So why do you wait till after you put the Sefer Torah back? When you say it right, as soon as you finish the Kriya, you say Kaddish, B'Shabbos Mincha. He says, no, because the Kaddish also acts as the Hakdama to Shmoneh Esrei. It's the hefsek between any place where you have a change in the tefillah, you say a Kaddish. It's Kriya Shema, Kaddish, Shmoneh Esrei, Bar Maharv. B'Shabbos, we don't do that because you have to mask with Gula tefillah. But Batsim, we go from Shmoneh Esrei to Birkos Kriya Shema, you say a Kaddish. You go from Shmoneh Esrei. The Rambam says that Tachanun is really, really an extension of Shmoneh Esrei. You should not associate the only matzah with Dibur between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. So you say the Kaddish afterwards. So each stage of Tefillah, you always do that. So before Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to say a Kaddish. But the Kaddish, Betzim, is the Kaddish of after the Kriya Satorah. But since you're not supposed to be matzah between Kaddish and Shmoneh Esrei, we say it there. He says, why don't you say it earlier? He says, because if you say it earlier, say another Kaddish then. You have to say Kaddish on something also. It has to be said on something. There's nothing really in between to say it on. And we have a minute, we say Sukkim and put it back. That's not Mikra then. So there's nothing to say it on. So maybe we have to move it to Shmoneh Esrei. So right before Shmoneh Esrei. But by the Kharba, by Tana Sibur by Mincha, that you lain Haftarah in between, and that's Mikra Adin. So the Kharba, you can say Kaddish on the Kriya Satorah before the Maftar, then, before the Haftarah, then say the Haftarah, and then say Kaddish again before Shmoneh Esrei on the Haftarah. You read Psukim of Torah, of Nevi'im. Which is Mechayev a Kaddish. So I don't know why you can't. Why don't we do that?
Why would you have a Kaddish after the laning and after the Haftarah? If those combine to one Kaddish, then you're stuck after Haftarah. And again, you have the same problem. Nothing between after Haftarah.
Right, so you'll say that Shmoneh Esrei, the Kaddish before Shmoneh Esrei. You'll move that to.
Right.
I understand, but why do we say that there's nothing to say Kaddish on?
Because maybe we don't want to put the Kaddish after Kriya Satorah before the Haftarah, because we want the Kaddish to cover both of those, the Kriya Satorah and the Haftarah.
I'm saying normally we say a Kaddish. We finish Kriyas HaTorah, we say a Kaddish.
Right.
Which is fine. Why B'Shabbos Mincha don't we do it there? Because we need to say one before Shemoneh Esrei. There's nothing in between the Seiran.
So,
but over here, you have something in between the Seiran to say two Kaddishim. I'm not sure why that's a din. Yeah. Fine. Sif Hey. Imam Nimsa Mishide la Hafta Lechel Meosim Shalom la Kruis Batara. The only person who knows how to read the Haftarah is somebody who already happened to have gotten Aliyah ready. Okay. So, Ukar Omer Sheikh Tibur Kaddish Akhir Kriyas HaParsha. This is the Haftar Tarak Lachsub Likroys Yvarach HaKriyos HaTchila V'Soif. So, you already said the Kaddish. So, this individual argues, I mean, Batsim, I can say the Haftarah right now, and I have to read from the Torah. I read from the Torah already. I read from the Torah, and now I'm going to say Haftarah. Yeah, but since you said Kaddish already, that acts as an interruption between your Kriya, you who got, this person who got Revi, right, and his Haftarah. So the Kaddish acts as an interruption, so he has to read again, and then say Haftarah. But in Chanami, have they not said Kaddish yet? In that situation, that person would not get, you would not, you finished your minyan akruyim, he would say the Haftarah, and then you say the Kaddish afterwards. So if they didn't say Kaddish yet, so preferably the last one who got an Aliyah should be the one with the great reason of Torah. Fine. But this halacha is only if we don't have another option. We have another option. Somebody who knows how to the lane of Torah who's not one of the seven Kriyim. We should not do one of the, or the people got I'm sorry, no, one second. If the person that was who got Shri knew how to lay in Haftarah, so he would lay in Haftarah right away before the Kaddish. He got Shri, he'll count the minyan akruyim, he's number seven. He's also the maftir. He'll lay in Haftarah and he'll say Kaddish afterwards. If somebody earlier got, one of the earlier people had to be the one who's going to say the Haftarah, so he'd have to read it again anyway. Because it's not that which he read earlier was not Nikar, he's doing it as the Mafter. So he'd have to read again anyway.
What? The last Mafter or something?
Correct. Okay, Mishabura in Loy Nunsa Chavzai. We would have the same. There are minig to lay the Shabbos al Chazoin with the nigger of kinas of Eicha. So would apply this svar as well that we would give him the only person that's to do is one person got aliyahs already. We would give him the tilein the haftarah. If they hadn't said kaddish yet, and he was the shvi, he would go straight into the haftarah without saying the kaddish. Since they said kaddish, tzarich lachsav alikris. If he'll shvi, rutzel lahaftar, tzarich lachsav alikris. Even though the person who got shvi is willing to be the maftir, but since they said kaddish already, he has to read from the same tzarich again. Kimish yevsek b'kaddish. So the chosam lo yedu shezam after kar b'tchila b'tara v'ki b'zor on the Torah k'rmina b'gemor them after tzorach shikar b'tara tchila b'nei kabar atara. So the reason why b'chalal them after lanes in the Torah is not appropriate to just get up and read from the Navi. It's as it were, there's a Sefer Torah sitting there and he's walking up and saying, I'm not interested in the Sefer Torah, going straight to the Navi. So he said, no, lane from the Sefer Torah first. So personally, they come in, there's ready set of Kaddish. So they don't see a hemshech between what the person is doing, they perceive whatever was done before as like a finish, and now this fellow's just walking up and leaning on Haftarah. So that looked strange to them. That's the sword of the Gemara was, if the Maftar would just read from the Navi without making a bracha on the Torah first, the Torah b'kriya bracha. So it would basically be equivalent. So first he lands in the Torah, that shows that like the Ikur Kriya is Torah, and then he lands on the Maftar from the Navi. But that situation, if we're using one of the seven kriyim to be the maftir, if one of the people who got aliyah earlier knows how to do haftarah as well, it's better to give him the maftir than the shvi, because could be the shvi mikra din can go straight to Haftarah without reading from the Sefer Torah again, even though he said Kaddish. And therefore it comes out for him saying a bracha on the Torah again and laning again is not right. It's a bracha shen tzricha according to that shita. So, but if you give it to the fellow who got Revi, he for sure has to read again. So it's better to give it to the fellow who got an earlier than the person who got Shvi. If you have that option. If you have another option, you give it to the Shvi, and our Ikur P'sak is we make the Shvi read from the Sefer Torah again as the Maftar and then Sefer Torah.
We're not suggesting, though, that we use the person who knows how to say the Haftar as a Balkari, essentially. Does somebody else make the bracha pick any person? Is that not a possible option?
Well, the Kuda is the bracha, not just the reading, it's the bracha as well. Like here, this fellow's getting
the bracha. I mean, I simply say nobody else can do it means that nobody else can blame the haftarah, right? Not that nobody else can make the bracha.
No, I'm saying that the kuda is that the kavod haftarah is that the person first gets up, makes a bracha on the Torah, and reads on the Torah before he makes a bracha on the Navi, and reads from the Navi. This fellow's not making a bracha on the Torah, as it were.
Look, I understand, but it's the general problem that we're trying to solve here. We have nobody to say haftarah who didn't get an aliyah. Why can't we just have the one person who knows how to say haftarah read the Haftarah on somebody else's bracha? But we definitely aren't suggesting that kind of an option.
I'm not following. What do you mean? Somebody else's bracha on what?
Somebody else goes and makes the bracha, gets up and gets maftir, is called up for maftir, and the one person who knows how to say the Haftarah then reads the Haftarah, just he acts as the bakriya for the Haftarah. The issue is nobody. This is only one person can say the haftarah, knows how to read a parak of Navi, right?
Right.
That's the case. So why can't that person just act as the Balkriya?
Balkriya for the haftarah. Well, what are you getting with that?
I don't have to worry about is it Shvi who's getting called up, is it not Shvi? It can always be somebody else. It's only now our case where it's Tafka Shvi who's the only guy who knows how to make the bracha. Well, there's nobody who can make a bracha. Is it somebody who had an aliyah already? But if I can use the one competent person to act as a Balkriya and not have to get the aliyah, then I don't have to have a repeated aliyah. I can call up somebody new, or never have to call up Shvi. It seems to be an easier solution that they're definitely not suggesting.
Okay, so let's go back to this. Shulnar is saying like this: in a case where they haven't said Kaddish yet,
right,
and the Shvi is the only person in the shul who knows how to lay in the Haftarah.
Okay.
So what we do is he just goes straight to the Haftarah. He got aliyah. He's this. We hold meeker than the Maftar can be one of the seven Turiyim. See, he's number seven. See, he's one of the seven Turiyim. He said he laying the Torah. And now let him lay in the Haftarah. So that's good.
All right.
Okay. Now the Kavanah says, okay, but the problem is you didn't do that. You said Kaddish. So now that you said Kaddish, the fact that he got an aliyah as earlier as Shvi, or the earlier number, doesn't help me, because there's no connection between that and the Kriya of the Haftarah. So you say, you know what, so you have to lay in the Maftar from the Chumash again, from the Torah again, and then you lay in the Haftarah. I mean, that's where Rabbi Mekadosh, that instead of using his Kriya as number seven to let him go straight to the Haftarah, we have to, which, because why not? Because that's really Mikar Din.
Even that, but we don't do that normally, so why should we Dafka do it here?
But let's say you didn't say Kaddish yet, so that's the right thing to do. There's nothing wrong with that. It's on the Lechatkila 100%.
We don't do that. We don't count them after Minyan Akron.
But we could. There's no psak that we can't. Uh-huh. I mean, there's one sheet that holds you can't. Uh-huh. The Gemara, we don't pass them like that. Uh-huh. So we say, why not? You know, but the Mikra, then we hold it. You could. It's quote unquote Lechatkila.
So why don't we?
Why? Because there's a Madama the Gemara holds that you can. So we say, why not say according to that Madama as well? But Mikra Psak is we pass in Mikra. It's Mikra. That's like a mile in the Sefis. Mikra then it's 100% that you could. Uh-huh. We pass and you could. So this situation, that's the right thing to do.
Okay.
You say the Kaddish after you finish the Haftarah. That's what the proper time to say it would be. Okay. Because we got him the Huadim Mechom after Bishak Sharach Lomer Kaddish Kumkadim, and Iskar Akhar Shakora Kwar Kora Ham after Batara, Loyomer Kaddish Adakar Kriyas after Bechusa. They didn't say Kaddish before the Mafter. They called the Mafter, so they had the seven Kriyim, they finished the Barsha, they didn't say Kaddish, they called it the Mafter, and they said, oh, you better say Kaddish, so say Kaddish now before the Aftara. No, don't do that. Once you have not said the Kaddish, we do not want to interrupt between the Mafter and the Haftarah, because that's the whole point. We're saying that when you do that, people will walk in and say, well, there's Kaddish, whatever that was before. They don't know what happened before. And they see this fellow just lighting Haftarah without lighting anything from the Torah. So you can't put the Kaddish between the Mafter and the Haftarah. That's the point we're saying right now. So there's two Hechatims. There's one where the Shvi is also the Mafter. You say the Kaddish after the Haftarah. And if you had a mafter without a kaddish, you can't put the kaddish between the mafter and the haftarah. So you have to put the kaddish all the way after the haftarah. Okay. So if they didn't say the kaddish, so then the shvi should go straight into the haftarah. In your day, if he knows, be mashvi on your day. If he tarch lelos after echad meakodim, if the oil of the shvi doesn't know, you have to take up a person from one of the earlier aliyas. So then in echadim, he has to read again. Also, cholgav tarch lachshav likros of the baruch patar of the shem after. Then there's no reason not to say the kaddish and call up the person who got shlishi. Call him up again for after. So you might say the kaddish already. Okay. Now, if there's somebody else who knows the mimafter, you should not give one of these people. Well, you after. B'Shabbos Chazoyin, Mevakam Shaminig, Shakarn L'Rav L'Mafter, L'Yikru, Mekarim L'Shishi. So therefore, you should not give him Shlishi and Mafter. You don't... What? Vayma Yerab. Mishol L'Kvar. A person ends up getting two aliyahs and two different shuls, even though it's the same, it's much the same kriya, he makes a bracha two times. Yeah. I mean, this thought is because the reason why we're doing this is it's not chachil appropriate that we have one person say birchas haTorah on the Torah on the laning twice. So that's what's happening over here. He's saying birchas haTorah on his aliyah that he got for shlishi, and now he's saying it again on mafter. That's not appropriate the chachil. So that's what he's saying. If the maaseh had happened, that he was in two shuls and he got the. He was karev b'tarah twice. He's making two brachas, even the exact same parshas that he read. He'll still make a bracha twice.
So that's still my question again. So if it's not appropriate, and if it's only say Ravi who knows how to say maftir, can give the ali to somebody else, the eighth guy standing over there, the 10 people on the show, right? And let the Ravi just read the haftarah, not to get the ali.
Okay. That idea that we sort of have two people read it. Um, it's not really the correct way of saying it. The way we look at it is if we look at it really as one person's doing it. There is that person who's the kore is really just being motzi the oila.
Right.
So it's, what?
I haven't really gained anything.
You haven't gained anything, right?
Should you protest that second aliyah and call
that? What?
Should you protest getting called up for a second aliyah in the same day?
No.
I mean, in the case he's in two shuls, should he say that he already got an aliyah? I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. Okay. Sivav. Im toshir tiv resama parashi mashishi remer kaddish. If the Shtir Tzibur went all the way with Shishi all the way to the end of the parsha, and then he said the Kaddish, so you've only had six kriyim so far. So what do you do? So Ein Tzarech Likros Oyed Acher, you don't give a Shvi and the Maftir. El Yikrim and the Maftir, Masha Kari Mashishi, the Kaim Alon, Maftir El Minyan Shvi. But we can use the Maftir as number seven. So we're not in that situation. You said Kaddish already. So to add on now two aliyahs doesn't make sense. Anyway, we're in a bit of a situation. You already said that you said the kaddish in the middle of your seventh kriyah, which you're not supposed to do. But then to add on two more aliyahs doesn't make any sense. So you just add on one more aliyah, and he counts as number seven.
You don't give a shvi plus a mafter. You just give them after. You just give the regular mafter. But who you are, the minion shiva, he'll count as one of your seven. But if the Balkari finished the whole parsha with the shishi, but they haven't said kaddish yet, so then osarach likras echad l'shvi mimasha karikbar, so we'll give a seventh aliyah and he'll reread part of what's in rhetoric before, and then you'll say some parsha imoy v'yomer kaddish, you'll say kaddish, and then you'll is a psukim mimafter kamosher rogel tamid, so that you would do. But you want to say Kaddish already, there's no mile of doing, no reason to give two aliyahs. Well, Yikra Bein Tzarech Lasser V'Lomer Kaddish. You don't say the Kaddish a second time in that situation. So you already said the Kaddish. Okay. Fine. Zion. Kara Parsha B'Tzvilas Shachris B'Shabbos B'Dilik Pasuk Gechor. Chaz B'Kar Hu B'Shtayim Imoy. Filo Hifter He's spelled the Muslim Chazar Bekari. If they, during the Kriya of the Torah, which is during Shachris, they missed the Pasuk, so you have to go back and read that Pasuk, and you can't read one Pasuk, you have to read at least three Pasukim. This is true, even though you already have said Haftarah and Muslim, etc., you still have to go back and read that Pasuk. Lamed Hey, Medil Pasuk Echad, Hu Adin Teva Achas, the truth is that you go back even for one word that you missed, you'd have to go back. Well, it's a deeper behavior. That's you know, I don't know which case is more, which case is more hoiva, but okay. Chesed v'kari, v'baruch l'fanei l'achrei, ala shosh shepsukim, and you make another bracha. Ein le'ebusim kuv l'mitzayin, sev gimel, v'shem avur, kol prate dinzeh. So there's one more case also, which we had back there in the in Kilchus Kriyas HaTorah, where you do this. Let's say they found the Tos B'Sefer Torah. So the person, so the Rambam holds you can make a bracha on the Kriyas HaTorah, which is said from a Sefer Torah, which has a psul in it, is not a problem according to the Rambam. You can lay from a Sefer Torah, which has words written in properly. There's some type of a, you know, Tos in the Sefer Torah. So we're not talking on the Rambam l'chadchilo, but in the B'di'evad we pass on like the Rambam. So in the case where the person already lanes without knowing that there was a toes there, so you can say the Racha Chorana, based on the Rambam. So, if you have no other Sefer Torah available, so the law is, let's say you they found a mistake in Revi. So, we have no other Sefer Torah available, so theoretically the Revi can say the Racha Chorana, because he lanes assuming that it was kosher, and he has the right to say Racha Chorana. But you can't give any of the other Oilim, they can't make any brachas, because that's going to kill making a bracha in a Sefer Torah that you know as a psul. So what the Mishnah came out over there was what you do is that the Revi finishes his Aliyah, does not say Bracha Chorana. We go back to the din of the Gemara that they got Aliyahs without making brachas before and afterwards. So he doesn't say Bracha at the end of the Revi. He stays up there. You call B'chamishi, who lanes without any Bracha before or afterwards, all the way till Shavi. And then the Revi, in our example, who had a right to say the Bracha Chorana, says the Bracha Chorana at the end of the Kriya. So you have seven Oilim, but you have one Bracha at the end, and that's going to be the person who was... And then he says, you don't say Kaddish, you say the Haftarah. He acts as the Mafter. You don't call up another... You don't make an eighth Aliyah, it's not right to do that. So then you can't say Kaddish. So he becomes the Mafter. He lanes the Haftarah, and then you say Kaddish after Haftarah.